Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This is Lee Maribel, along with CJ Jacinto today, filling in for Griff. See, it takes two people to make up for Griff not being here without a question. We do miss Griff. He'll be back with us somewhere around the beginning of September. And CJ Jacinto is co-hosting with me while Griff is on sabbatical. And we also want to thank Tim Chapman, Mr. Customer Service, for co-hosting. Also, what did he do, 2 weeks,
CJ? He did
the first 2 weeks of the month. We appreciate that. Hope to see Tim back as well. And CJ, of course, is a member of the eBay Radio family. We have on the line with us a young man, 23 years old, named John Henry. He's the host of Gimlet Creative's new eBay-branded podcast called Open for Business. And we're finding a lot about him and his spark and his entrepreneurial spirit. So we've gone from, okay, you were a doorman. Then you got a couple of things, entrepreneurial things going, like you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning and dry cleaning the clothes of movie stars.
That's right.
And other costumed people. And just kind of made your way in the entrepreneurial world as a very, very young man. Now, tell us about Co-Found Harlem.
Wrapping up the whole mobile city story, did that for about 2 years. And as I said, was able to, fortunately, to build a great team. And eventually the company was acquired in early 2014. And the reason I always briefly mention Mobile City, which is the name of my first company, in telling of Co-Found Harlem is because I was operating the company in Harlem all while Mobile City was growing and I really got my feet wet and so forth. And the same day that I sold Mobile City that I found out that I'd be selling was also, ironically, the first day that my partners and I ever had a meeting about Co-Found Harlem. And in a nutshell, we decided that because we all lived in Harlem and we fell in love with the energy here, and it's a real community where you know the name of the mail lady and the milkman and so forth. And it's certainly on the come up, but at the same time, it's deeply rooted in civil rights history and so forth and style. And it just seemed like a great time to make something happen there. And so, you know, you have three young guys with a lot of energy and a little bit of runway and a little bit of experience. And so we decided that we would come up with some type of program where we can attract companies from anywhere and everywhere and provide to them office space and mentorship and about $50,000 in in-kind resources donated by companies like Google and the city and so forth. And in exchange, so this type of program is typically called an accelerator. So, but rather than take equity in these companies like most accelerators do, we decided to do something a little bit different, take zero equity, but in exchange, the way that they paid us is by committing to stay in Harlem for a period of 4 years after the program was over. And so it became this really interesting nonprofit economic development play where we were interested in startups because A, we love startups, but B, also, we were using startups as sort of an economic engine to serve as a catalyst.
But how did you make money? Because venture capitalists, who are people I have had to speak with on a few occasions in my life,
they want
part of the business.
Oh, no doubt. Totally. And that's why I made a distinction that we formed as a not-for-profit. To be very clear about this being, this is a community development play. And eventually it did give way to a venture capital endeavor that I'm currently working on. And the way that it panned out is this project, Co-Found Harlem, was a passion project. We did it for a year. We were able to attract out of about 100 companies that applied, we chose four. And we worked with those companies intimately throughout the nine-month program. And from there, we actually managed to get some pretty decent results as a first-time accelerator and a first-time managing director. And once we shared those results at the end of our cohort, I had some people hit me back and say, John, you know what? Those are pretty interesting results. For instance, one of the companies got $500,000 in funding. at a $4 million valuation. One of the companies, on the other hand, failed. And so we saw a mixture of results all across the board. One of the companies has expanded now to four different cities. And so essentially the value proposition was, John, look, you've done this well, and it's, you know, you've done it on a not-for-profit kind of community basis. Why don't we try now to raise a proper fund and do this on a bit of a bigger scale? And so that's where we're at now.
John, what advice do you have for eBay sellers becoming entrepreneurs?
Love that question. I think that answer depends on what the goals are. So when I had the pleasure of kind of working the floor there and serving as a roving reporter for the eBay Open seller celebration just a few weeks ago in Vegas, what I noticed is that some eBay sellers, what they're after is kind of a lifestyle business, where they want to kick back in Thailand and, you know, go on the beach for a couple of weeks and hang out with their spouse and still be making money as they travel. And other eBay sellers had ambitions of...
I must have been doing it wrong, John. I've been selling on eBay for 14 years and I haven't hit the beach yet.
And well, to that point, some eBay entrepreneurs want to create, you know, scalable, high revenue businesses. And so based off of those two approaches, I would say first, most important is identify which one of the two paths you want to go down. And then second, my advice is actually to try and create for yourself a personal brand, separate from whatever the company name is or what have you. If you can create a personal brand for yourself, you begin to get offered speaking opportunities. And from there, that can develop into potentially writing a book. And once you cultivate the power of audience, it opens up a number of different channels for you. And that then translates into a number of different revenue streams and also a quite fulfilling life. So I would really encourage folks listening to, in addition to your eBay stuff, please write a blog, share your thoughts. People will read them. People will resonate with what you're saying. And from there, you can begin cultivating this personal brand.
We're speaking with John Henry, 23 years old and a fantastic entrepreneur. Tell us about Open for Business, what it's about and what's coming up in future episodes.
Yep. So Open for Business is it's an interesting little project. eBay was interested in reaching a wider audience, And so they were exploring different channels with which they might be able to do so. And they came across podcasting as a medium that's growing exponentially. It's quite interesting. It's very journalistic by nature. And so they paired up with a phenomenal audio production company called Gimlet Media. And Gimlet is responsible for producing some of the most popular shows to date. Their flagship show being called, it's called Startup. And so they came together and decided to create something for entrepreneurs and particularly small business. And it was during that process that Gimlet thought of me because I had a relationship with them prior, and they asked me to be the host. And so since then, we've created this show, and I urge anyone who hasn't heard it already to please do drop by and listen to it. It's wonderful. It's all about building a business from the ground up. And so we cover the key areas and the key challenges that small business owners face when starting a company.
And where do we go to find it?
You can head over to ebay.com/openforbusiness. So that's ebay.com/openforbusiness. And there the content and communications team has put together a nice visual layout of what goes on while we film, and a little bit of details about who the guests are. And we're sure to feature an eBay seller in every episode. And so we have a dose of eBay in there, but we also speak on entrepreneurship in general, beyond eBay as well, while making sure to include it. So I think it's a nice mix. I think it worked out well.
John Henry, 23 years old, entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
On eBay Radio. We definitely appreciate it, and we'll be looking forward to your next episodes.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you very much for being here with us. We do appreciate it. Well, CJ, you know, entrepreneurship, were you always an entrepreneur?
I was not. Well, I grew up in retail and worked for 32 years in traditional retail.
Meaning?
meaning I started as a part-time temporary package wrapper at Zodi's on Friday the 13th of December as part-time temporary help, and I never got another job and managed to climb all the way to vice president of inventory management before I left. And when I left, which was a result of events that happened following 9/11 in 2001, when I left, I had to make a decision. Do I want to go back east away from my family to find another corporate job? Or was I going to do something else? So I started this eBay stuff because I loved it. Loved it. And thought that, you know, maybe it could help a little bit. Well, that was 14 years ago, and it's paying the bills.
Hallelujah. Really. So CJ, so with you, what was the first thing you sold on eBay?
I sold a bottle of perfume that I received as a gift, and I was allergic to it, so I never even opened it. And I didn't take a picture of it either because I didn't have a camera yet.
In those days, a lot of people didn't have pictures of what they were selling up there, right?
Absolutely. And when it sold, I was hooked.
That did it. Just that one thing. Well, we'll be back. We're looking forward to your phone calls, your emails. Just click the Contact Us button at the bottom of your eBay radio player or dial 888-723-4630. Be right back. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 383.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. Many of them stepped up to the microphone to share a tip or two.
Louise Sanchez, Herb's Crafts Gifts, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Hi, Louise.
And my tip is, so many times we have little labels like on neckties or clothing, and there's something written on the other side. I just use a piece of double-faced tape and flip it over and just tack it down so that I can take a photo without it flipping back up again.
Oh, I'm Vicki Conley. My tip is, I encourage everyone to do videos on how to use their products or displaying how their products look when they're on, and just to use video.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in.
Share a tip.
Ask a question. Get some help. Shed some light. Get your listings critiqued. Or, yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
This is Lee Maribel, along with CJ Jacinto, filling in for Griff today. This open phone segment is brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Griff is hopefully enjoying his sabbatical as much as he can. He's got so much going on in his life right now. I kind of feel that the poor guy, every time he's gotten a sabbatical, something has happened in his life. But you know what? He and Howie are doing great. And everything's going well. And we will have Griff back sometime in September. So it's Girls Gone Wild today at 888 Radio 30. I don't know how wild we can get in our lives anymore, CJ, but
well, we want our wild friends to give us a call at 888-723-4630.
Or if you'd like to send it to us by email, you're happy to click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player, and that will come right to us as we're on the air, and we can read your email over the air. So let's talk about entrepreneurialism just for a moment, since that's kind of the subject we were on this hour, CJ. Did you see yourself as an entrepreneur that first time you sold something on eBay?
I did not. I just was testing this wonderful place that I had been buying a ton of stuff and finding that it was a real, it made it so easy to get rid of stuff I didn't need anymore, didn't want anymore. And that in itself turned into such fun that that's when the entrepreneurial spirit went in there, because I said, this is wonderful. I don't have a boss telling me what to do. I get to get up when I want. I get to go to bed when I want. Although sometimes you're working when you want to go to sleep.
Yeah, but that when you want is very important. At your own leisure is important. I think for me, entrepreneurially, I didn't get along so well on my jobs, CJ, to be honest with you. I did my best, but I always had ideas nobody wanted to listen to. Or they thought I was a upstart, or I was, you know, whatever. It, back in the day, a woman on her soapbox, they used to say, you know. So I found entrepreneurialism because I just about had to. I had three jobs at the same time in radio for three different radio stations right here in San Diego, California, back in the day. In order to be able to support my kids, I needed three jobs, all right? During having those three jobs at those three radio stations, I always also had a little business on the side writing and producing commercials. And I called it Maribel Media Service. So I always had something on the side entrepreneurial, but I didn't think of myself in those terms because you're afraid, right? You're afraid to take the step. How did you make the step to full time?
It helped me because the company that I was working for was greatly affected by the events of 9/11 and they closed. So there I was having to say, am I going to go get another job or am I going to find a different avenue? And the pull became, I'm going to find a different avenue and I'm going to find a way to make this work. And I did. And now it doesn't even seem like I'm working. If I had a real job again, I'd be checking my watch to see when I could go home and look at my eBay.
And list stuff.
And list stuff. Yeah. And sell stuff and buy stuff.
Once you've had the taste of being an entrepreneur, it's kind of hard to go back, CJ.
It's very hard.
Right. So my hat's off to all of you. You know who we are dedicating this show to today, and I should have said it at the beginning? Oilerman 21.
Oh, our good friend Oilerman. He's doing so well.
He made Top Rated Seller.
Yay!
Hooray!
Oilerman
21. You know, I feel like a proud mother. Although I will tell you, I know the reason that he did this so quickly. He's not afraid to ask the tiny questions, CJ. Not only did he call us up and ask questions constantly, little tiny things, you know, when he would run into something, but I noticed he asked questions of people on the chat board. He went into other chat boards on Facebook and ask questions of them, and he asked questions of other eBay sellers. This was a man on a mission.
Well, Lee, it's very hard to take criticism. Very hard to take criticism sometime. And Oilerman took the criticism knowing that it was meant to propel him to doing better. And then he took action. He actually made it work.
Well, I'll never forget in the beginning, you know, I thought, oh, God, all right. Griff, I want to take this guy under our wing, and let's get him to be successful. But, you know, he did it himself, CJ. You know, he was calling in constantly with questions. And I noticed this. And how many people go to that listing form, CJ? I'm one of them. And ran into a problem. And 6 days later, you're saying, well, I better ask somebody about this because I'm not listing anything because I don't know how to do this with shipping or that. Ron did not let these things get in his way.
He did not.
He called and asked. Every time he had a problem, he called and asked. Or he went online and found out the answer from somebody else. And Ron, we're very proud of you. And if it's okay that I feel rewarded like I'm a mother, please allow me. Because I think you and I are probably about the same age. But I do feel kind of momish about it. We're so proud of you, Ron. Thank you so much for allowing us the privilege of having this walk with you. As you go along the way. I mean, he became a top-rated seller this week. CJ, that's so wonderful. This open phone segment was brought to you by DOBA Product Sourcing Simplified. Coming up next, the site-wide rollout of the new Seller Hub when we come back with more eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaver World's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.